Good morning, and we welcome back to the Daily Pod, the superintendent of the Sunman-Dearborn Community School Corporation, Dr. Andrew Jackson. Good morning to you, Dr. Jackson.
Good morning, Tom. Thanks for the opportunity to talk about Sunman-Dearborn on WRBI.
Indeed, you're welcome, sir. And, of course, the Sunman-Dearborn School Board meeting last night. And, of course, this being January, that, of course, Dr. Jackson means board organization.
Yes, we had an organization meeting yesterday in the evening, and the three officers will remain the same. So Jamie Graff will continue as president, Lynn Scholl as vice president, and Don Burke as our secretary. And we have a few other appointments, various committees, things like that as well that we went through. So the board's ready to move forward in the upcoming year with the officers staying the same. And then we also determine the board meeting time and date. So we will continue on the second Thursday of the month at 7 p.m. at East Central High School Library. The only exception to that, Tom, is October 3rd is the first Thursday because the following week is our fall break. And we'll have some people out of town that week. So other than October 3rd, we will continue to meet on the second Thursday of the month at 7 p.m.
All right. So again, second Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. at the East Central Library, with the exception of October 3rd because of fall break. And Dr. Jackson, of course, the board having to approve overnight field trips, whether they're out of state or overnight in the case, and understand that the board acted on a couple of those last night.
Yes, the high school FCCLA will be attending the state conference up in Muncie coming up here in late February, early March. And then we also have our student council here at the high school as well. We'll be attending their state conference also around the same time up in Indianapolis. The FCCLA state conference is in Muncie at their convention center. And then the student council state conference is up in Indianapolis. Since they are overnight trips, they require board approval.
And, of course, I understand also anytime a field trip is out of state, whether it's during the school day, even if it's to, Cincinnati or Newport Aquarium, that also requires board approval.
So not all of them. Actually, ours do not. Out of state do not require board approval as long as it's within so many miles.
Mm-hmm.
The board modified their policy for that because of where we are. Probably half of our field trips going to Northern Kentucky, Cincinnati, the zoo, botanical gardens, the aquarium, things like that. So if it's outside a certain mileage, then yes, they are required, but there are some out of state that do not require board approval just because of our location to Ohio and Kentucky.
Okay, so that's a change, but I know that there are several others around the neighboring school corporations that still have that in. Of course, they're not as close to Southwest Ohio or Northern Kentucky as Sunman-Dearborn is. So, okay,
correct.
Appreciate the clarification on that one.
No problem.
Yeah, all right. And also, again, on as far as the action items are concerned, Dr. Jackson also approved the architect contract as part of the building project.
Yes, so as our listeners will probably remember, we've been talking about phase two of the building project. So we went through the various hearings back in the fall. I had a 30-day waiting period, and that has expired. So they hired Lancer Associates to continue with this next phase of the building project. The contract is at 6.5% of the estimated hard cost, construction cost of the project, which is $34 million. So the contract is for around $2.2 million for Lancer Associates. In fact, we've met this week to start the schematic design this month and next month, and then design development after that. We'll begin working on drawings, and then we will go out to bid at the end of summer, August, with the plan on installation and construction beginning next summer. It's heavy on the mechanical. That's why we're doing this so early. Mechanical pieces are as many as 9 to 10 months out. So that's why we are bidding it this into this summer, so we will have them in place to install next summer. And then one of the largest portions of it is the mechanical systems here at the high school, where we are replacing all 38 rooftop units here at the high school. So we wanted to give plenty of lead time for those to arrive.
All right. And then with that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick time out, and we'll continue our conversation with Sunman-Dearborn Schools Superintendent Dr. Andrew Jackson right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To Go. Let To Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our visit with Sunman Dearborn School Superintendent Dr. Andrew Jackson. And, of course, at the end of last night's school board meeting, had a Board of Finance public meeting. And what can you tell us about that, Dr. Jackson?
Yes, each year the Board of Finance is required to meet. Our board selects the entire board to be the Board of Finance because we have that meeting immediately after the regular board meeting in January. And part of that, they have to review the investments and then also our investment policy. So the investment policy is basically state law in terms of, you know, the various investments that we're allowed to make, which are very, very limited, obviously, since it's public money. And then our investment report is basically zeros because we don't have any of our money invested in any kind of CD or anything. Instead, we've been able to negotiate with our local bank, and they provide us with a very competitive interest rate on our money in the local bank. In fact, it's 15 basis points below the prime rate. So we're getting over 5% interest on our money right now just in our local bank. So we don't need to invest that money. And that way it helps with cash flow and fluidity, et cetera, with access to those funds. So we went through that. Most of the meeting was spent on what's called a financial indicator report. There's an organization out of Indianapolis called DUAB. It is the Distressed Units Appeals Board, and it came in creation, I think, around 2019. And it was in response with some school corporations that were in pretty dire needs financially. And so this group then can take over a school corporation, and it's happened to some school corporations in the state where DUAB, or the Distressed Units Appeal Board, names the school administrator to basically take over the finances of the school corporation to get it turned around. Because of that, they require that school corporations at their finance meeting present a report with certain indicators in it, and that's regarding specifically cash balance and ABM. So we've been presenting a five-year financial forecast for several years. We started back in 17. So then in 19, we took that five-year financial forecast, and we added those components that weren't in it that were required by DUAB. So we present the financial forecast each January, and it complies with the DUAB requirements. And it basically shows the board where we are currently. We give them the last 3 years of expenses in both the education operations funds, because those are the two funds that basically pay all of our staff and then pay to operate, pays our bills, our supplies, our utilities, our insurance, et cetera. And we look at those. We look at them separate, but in terms of the total dollar amount, we kind of combine those two with our rainy day fund to track that. The board said in the last strategic plan that we would maintain a 30% cash balance across those three funds I mentioned, education operations and the rainy day. And this past year, the board decided that they're going to allow the cash balance to kind of stay level for a couple of years to make sure we were providing raises and increase in health insurance benefits for our staff. So the five-year forecast shows kind of a flat line cash balance over the last few years. It actually went down this past year by about $250,000. About half of that was because the state was delayed in reconciling their payments to us. We thought we would get about $120,000 more in December. They changed some of the funding formula, and they added something called academic achievement, where it is based on college credits that you give. And for some reason, they were delayed in getting that data, which they had it, but they needed to kind of compile it. So what normally happens is you start in July getting state payments for each school year. So the state, even though we run on a calendar year fiscal year, the state provides us funding July to June on a certain dollar amount. So what happens is you start receiving these payments on the 15th of each month in July, August, et cetera. And then as the data comes in, they reconcile it. So as your student count comes in on October 1st, if they're paying you too much or too little, they adjust it. Special ed count comes in, they adjust it. And then if academic achievement, as those numbers come in, they adjust all those. What ended up happening is we were told we were going to get that adjustment, and then they just got delayed and they weren't able to turn it around. So if you add that $120,000 back in, then we just dropped by about $150,000 total across the three funds. But you can see that it starts to accelerate, and we start increasing our cash balance again, and we get back to that 30% cash balance goal in 27 and 28. So the board likes to monitor that. Some of our listeners may remember that there's been a couple times where some in Dearborn had some difficult decisions to make because of the finances. So the board really wants to be looking ahead 5-6 years to make sure that we make decisions, you know, how does this project out, so we don't get into those difficult decisions that they had to make back in 2005, 2006, back in that range. So we present that to the board. It's out on our website under information if anybody wants to see it. But it shows financially we're in a very good place. Our rainy day fund continues to be around 5.7, and we believe that will increase over the next several years as well to closer to $7 and $8 million in the rainy day fund. And we will eventually get back to that 30%. What is interesting, though, Tom, is as your expenditures grow, then your cash balance has to grow as well to stay at the 30%. And that's what we've seen as we've kind of flattened our cash balance for the last few years and our expenditures increased, that percent has actually dropped. So they're very mindful of it. They made the intentional decision to allow that to happen so we can provide these raises and be competitive in the market for teachers and for staff. But we do rebound from that and we recover, and by 2027 we'll be back above that 30% mark.
Yeah, so that's an interesting dichotomy. Of course, remember the pretty well around 05, 06, the austerity measures, and now, providing all the raises for staff and everything, and a lot of the good things that are going on at Sunman Dearborn Schools.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Anything else, Dr. Jackson, before we let you go?
We would just like to remind our listeners that our Monday, Martin Luther King Day, is a day off for some in Dearborn, and it was a snow makeup day, but somehow we've made it without a snow day, so we will have that day off, and if our first day we miss then will be made up in February at President's Day, and then after that we will start using our e-learning. So they are calling for some very cold weather. And when it gets really extreme cold like that, just a little bit of snow can really cause problems. So they've been kind of back and forth with some forecasts next week. Certainly the cold's coming, but we're not sure if snow's going to come or not. So we're watching that. So I would just remind our listeners, particularly those who are parents and grandparents of students, to kind of know what your plans are for snow days, because we would expect to probably see some coming up in the next few weeks.
All right. Word to the wise. And Andrew Jackson, superintendent of the Sunman Dearborn Community School Corporation, we appreciate your time this morning. Stay well, and look forward to talking to you once again down the road.
Thank you, Tom. You have a great weekend.